Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Negotiation. On today's show, we welcome Gerald Ho, head of global marketplace, Rest of World at Coupang, one of South Korea's premier e-commerce platforms. With its customer-centric and innovative approach, Coupang has cemented its position as a leader in the South Korean digital marketplace. We kick things off having Gerald give us an overview of Coupang and its impact on South Korea's digital landscape, dovetailing into the unique features of the Coupang retail app. We also discuss the market's appetite for importing international brands and the advantages of becoming a merchant on Coupang. Gerald then gives us some strategies for foreign brands entering the South Korean market, with added thoughts around the popularity and influence of live streaming e-commerce in South Korea. We wrap things up discussing the current consumer sectors and lifestyle trends that are driving consumption in the region. Enjoy.
Now, I talked about how we obsess about the customer experience, and our mission really is to revolutionize the everyday lives of our customers and trying to reimagine the commerce experience from the moment they open the Coupang app to when an order is delivered to their door. So what we have done on our retail app, so for instance, customers can order from millions of items by midnight and have them on the doorsteps 7 a.m. the next morning. We also provide frictionless returns, allowing customers to simply place an item in front of their door with no packaging, labeling, or scheduling required and have it picked up the same day without a return fee.
Home to over 4 billion people, the Asia-Pacific region boasts one of the most powerful consumer markets on the planet. Not only is it home to half of the world's under 30 population, but it's also home to more than half the world's internet users. It's a market that no globally-minded organization should ignore. But entering markets like China, Japan, or Southeast Asia is no easy task. Just ask the likes of Microsoft, Google, Uber, and Facebook. However, times are changing, and with the right partners, doors are slowly opening as more and more companies find success growing their key markets in APAC. I myself spent 8 years in China, mostly as a venture capitalist, helping early-stage tech companies grow in the Asia-Pacific market successfully. This show is dedicated to uncovering and examining successful Asia market entry and growth strategies by interviewing the experts who've done it before and truly understand what it takes to be successful in the region. My name is Todd Embley, and welcome to The Negotiation. Negotiation, brought to you by WPIC Marketing and Technologies. Gerald, welcome to the Negotiation Podcast.
Thank you, Todd. Happy to be here.
Let's start with an introduction into Coupang as a company and its wide range of services. I want you to maybe answer, how does Coupang's position in the South Korean digital landscape compare to internet giants in other markets as well?
Coupang was founded in 2010, and we're actually headquartered in the United States with our principal executive offices in Seattle. And we have operations in the US, Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, China, and India. But we primarily sell to customers in Korea and Taiwan. We also trade on the New York Stock Exchange, and we have become one of the largest retailers in Asia. We have offered a variety of services, including same day and next morning delivery of general merchandise and groceries, delivery of prepared foods through Coupang Eats, and video streaming through our Coupang Play service. I think one of the things that differentiates us also is that, you know, we're powered by a really outstanding end-to-end retail and logistics network, and our culture is about customer obsession. And through this, we have been able to break the trade-offs around speed, selection, and price. So today, we provide exceedingly fast shipping speeds on millions of items, including fresh groceries delivered within hours nationwide 365 days a year. And we're doing this for millions of consumers in Korea, which is one of the largest and the fastest growing retail opportunities anywhere in the world. And to improve the customer experience, we have invested heavily in infrastructure and technology. We designed and built over 100 fulfillment centers covering about 47 million square feet and housing millions of products. This translates into 70% of the Korean population living within a 7 miles radius of a Coupang logistics center.
I'm wondering if we could ask for you to provide an introduction to the Coupang retail app specifically now. I'd like to know, what are its unique features?
Yes, Todd. So, you know, I talked about how we obsess about the customer experience. And our mission really is to revolutionize the everyday lives of our customers and trying to reimagine the commerce experience. So from the moment they open the Coupang app to when an order is delivered to the door. So what we have done on our retail app and the customer shopping experience are some of the interesting innovations are like this, are this. So for instance, customers can order from millions of items by midnight and have them on the doorsteps 7 a.m. the next morning. We also provide frictionless returns, allowing customers to simply place an item in front of their door with no packaging, labeling, or scheduling required and have it picked up the same day without a return fee. And in addition, through our app, our customers can access Coupang Live, which is our live commerce service, for a more rewarding shopping experience. We also have Coupang Play. It's our popular video streaming service known for its sports broadcasts and entertaining K-dramas. And we also have Coupang Eats, our food delivery service.
That's incredible. It never ceases to amaze me, the speed of delivery, the logistics network in Asia. It is unbelievable. Now, South Korea is known for successfully exporting its strong consumer brands, especially in the cosmetics, the apparel, and the wellness sectors. Now, is there an appetite in the market for importing brands from overseas?
Yes, absolutely. I think Korean consumers look to overseas sellers for a variety of products. While the popular global brands are already being imported into Korea by local Korean distributors or even through Coupang, we also see large demand for products that are sold overseas. In fact, the sales volume of overseas direct online purchase, or jiku. Now, basically what this is the purchase or the transaction of a Korean consumer directly from an international seller. And so that seller has to ship it directly to that Korean consumer out when an order has been placed. This is what we mean by overseas direct online purchase. Now, that sales volume has grown by 27% in 2023, reaching an all-time high of $5 billion. And when we further conducted a survey with our customers, we found several interesting trends and consumer behavior I'd like to share. Firstly, over 80% of the surveyed customers bought something overseas because it was cheaper than the local version of the product. The second main reason was availability, right? Over 72% of customers said that they bought these items overseas because the items were hard to get locally. Now, on what type of products they bought, more than half of the surveyed customers selected supplements as their most frequently purchased overseas product. And just under 40% chose apparel, and a similar percentage also chose footwear. From a U.S. to South Korea perspective, food is consistently the most popular cross-border direct purchase category. And in that category, in the subcategories that are popular are chocolate and candies. They were the most purchased in like food category, about 56% share. And the other second largest category was tea, coffee, and drinks. And then third was cookies and biscuits, right? Cookies and biscuits category. When it comes to consumer electronics, interestingly, earphones were the most popular choice according to the surveyed customers. And they were actually the most regularly searched consumer electronics products on Coupang from an international seller.
Why, though, should international brands become merchants on Coupang specifically, though?
In addition to being one of the largest retailers in Asia and the popular commerce service in Korea, you know, we also have 21 million active consumers here, and 21 million out of the total population of Korea, which is 50 million. That's a very sizable portion. Coupang is also the only retailer in Korea that offers multilingual support to our international sellers. Our seller portal, which sellers can use to manage their orders, it's available in Korean, English, and Mandarin. Our seller support team are able to answer questions in English, Japanese, and Chinese, and also available 24/7 basis. On top of that, we have various, we have a wide selection of verified service providers through our Coupang service provider network, such as WPIC, who can help global sellers from logistics, translations, marketing, and even full-time account management.
If I'm a brand and I'm thinking about, like, I really want to get into South Korea, now I'm somewhat, you know, I'm getting sold. I got to do this. I got to do this through Coupang. But now the question is obviously, the big question is how? How do I do that? Can I ask you, because you guys are the experts, what would the blueprint, what does the roadmap look like for a foreign brand wanting to enter the South Korean market via e-commerce look like?
So first and foremost, I think any brand must really take the time to understand the market. You should check out your competitors either on Coupang, our Coupang e-commerce site, or on Naver, which is the Google of Korea, so that you can determine your initial pricing strategy, your product and marketing strategy, right? Then they need to plan how they can deliver their products to Korea in a fast and affordable manner, right? And I'm speaking specifically to the marketplace model where sellers can set up a store, have control of what items they want to sell, you know, and sell them on Coupang. Now, Korean consumers are willing to wait up to 7 days to receive an international product. But usually the faster the delivery duration, the higher your sales conversion will be, right? And at Coupang Marketplace, we can introduce you to a variety of logistics providers that can provide fast service, fast delivery service at attractive rates so that you can assess the best way to deliver to Korea. And if the brand is actually open or serious to set up a local Korean entity, then Coupang can offer its Rocket Growth service, which is very similar to FBA, fulfilled by Amazon. And it allows Korean business entities to store their products at Coupang's Korean warehouses and have orders fulfilled by Coupang directly. And I believe that this is one of the most impactful ways to sell on Coupang with the highest conversion at a cost, of course. Now, thirdly, I think once that the next step is to really think about how you're creating your listings on Coupang, your product listings, right? We recommend that listings are to be created in Korean and impactful graphics should be used extensively to make these listings more effective and better promote your brand on Coupang because the Korean consumers tend to engage better when the listings have more pictures on it. And then once the products are listed, the next step is to promote them on Coupang Marketplace. Now, for new brands, you know, at Coupang, we offer free and paid options to promote your products and ensure they're exposed to our customers across all areas of our retail app, from monthly global day promotions, paid customer reviews, to product and brand ads. Sellers have a variety of tools that they can use to grow their brand and product exposure on Coupang. I would also recommend that for certain categories, brands should have a off-coupon marketing plan in place, looking to, you know, especially leveraging a lot of the social media apps like Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube to promote their products.
I know from a lot of the other conversations we've had on the podcast, whether we're looking, you know, in Southeast Asia, as some of the commerce platforms down there, or of course in China, we have to always talk about live streaming. We have to talk about live commerce. It's so big, it's growing, and nowhere is it more important than in Asia. Can you talk to us a little bit about the health and size of the live streaming e-commerce situation? Is it popular in South Korea as well?
Yeah, I mean, live commerce is getting more and more popular in South Korea. It currently accounts for about 2-3% of the online shopping volume. The largest audiences for live commerce are millennials and Gen Zs, while the most popular product categories tend to be food, groceries, apparel, and beauty products. We also see other categories growing in popularity for live commerce use, such as homeware and consumer electronics. Now, as I mentioned before, Coupang has a feature called Coupang Live, where sellers can select from a pool of influencers or use your own employees if they can speak Korean to promote the product. Now, while having an engaging salesperson to sell your products is important, it is also important for sellers to offer attractive discounts during a live commerce event to really boost that sales conversion.
What are some of the hottest consumer sectors right now in South Korea in general? If you could also maybe answer what lifestyle or cultural trends are driving that consumption, what is making those sectors so hot?
I will list a couple of trends I think have been hot and are becoming, and some are becoming hot these days. Firstly, luxury, right? The luxury category, and this covers apparel, footwear, accessories. Now, Korean consumers are actually the world's top per capita luxury spenders, with about $305 per annum for each person here. Korean consumers, the Koreans like to look good, and they were willing to spend a lot on luxury products, which they believe are of higher quality, right? And also an extension of their social status, right? Showing a higher level social status. So selling luxury products in Korea would do well. But if you're a new brand, then you have to think about investing heavily in marketing to compete among the already established luxury brands in Korea. Another trend that's been going on for a while now is the coffee culture in Korea. Korea has one of the highest per capita consumption of coffee. And I don't know if you ever have a chance to come visit Seoul or Korea, in any city in Korea, there's a coffee shop every block, right? Whether it's a Starbucks or an artisanal cafe opened by a retired Korean person, there's always a place to get your cup of joe in Korea. And so what we see is that Koreans are very adventurous when it comes to trying different types of coffee, and they're looking for more and more interesting blends from around the world. So I believe there's great opportunity for U.S. coffee brands, especially those blends from Seattle, to potentially come into Korea and sell their products, right? And another trend is health-related products. I mentioned before that supplements is the number one category that Koreans like to buy from the U.S. And it's because Koreans are generally very health conscious, and the average consumer spends about $200 annually on health supplements, right? And the reason why health supplements are actually quite popular to be bought overseas is because, number one, there is a perception that overseas, the formula of an overseas supplement brand is more potent and therefore more effective than the local version of that that brand. Secondly, it's a lot cheaper outside of Korea. And thirdly, from a seller perspective, when supplement brands want to test out Korea as a market, if they were to try to get an importer in Korea to bring their products in, their products have to go through extensive food certifications, and they have to invest money to put Korean food labeling on all their products. But if they were to sell it cross-border, direct-to-consumer model, right, or Jikku, as I mentioned before, they don't need to do any of that. They don't need to stick food labels on their products, on their supplement bottles. They don't need to send it for certification. The only thing they need to worry about is that they have to make sure that the ingredients in their product does not contain anything that the Korean customs have prohibited. And so it's very easy for any U.S. or international food or supplement maker to sell and test their products through this cross-border model. right? And once they have that sales track record, then they would be more, I guess, more willing, more, have a bigger appetite to go invest in Korea by setting up an offline presence.
Amazing. Thank you very much, Gerald. Obviously, an enormous opportunity for international brands in the market in South Korea. We're excited to be participating to help open up the world's eyes and ears and opportunities in South Korea, and they should be doing it through Coupang. Gerald, head of Global Marketplace, Rest of World for Coupang, thank you very, very much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Todd. My pleasure to be here. Thank you all.
For those of you watching us on video, don't forget we have the audio-only podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms, whether it's Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, you name it. And for those who want to see us on video, head on over to the WPIC YouTube channel for this and many of the shorts and other information and videos and content that you can find over there. But for me and for Gerald, for everybody at Coupang, for everybody at WPIC, and everybody at The Negotiation, thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Growing a company is hard. Doing it in a foreign market, exponentially so. The best piece of advice I can give you is not to do it alone. When you start looking at the Asia-Pacific region for further expansion possibilities, and I sincerely hope you do, make sure you choose the right partners to do it with. My good friends at WPIC Marketing and Technologies have almost 20 years of experience helping brands, just like yours, enter China, Japan, and Southeast Asia. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Negotiation, and if you're interested in being a guest or want to connect with me or any of our team, please reach out to us at podcast@wpic.co, and be sure to rate, comment, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.